you are about to hear Bob's Slacktime Funhouse is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
What's wrong with this? You got a hangover?
Eyes are tight, everybody! Goofball!
What kind of drug and how much?
I don't remember.
Gorilla, there is no such thing as that gorilla. It's an hallucination.
Oh, blood. Give me!
Everything was going wrong.
Clear. One.
Holy smokes! He exploded!
Never mind.
Don't tell me.
It's too late.
Don't work for science, Mommy!
You're about to take a journey into the mind. You may see and experience things that are strange and frightening. But remember, they can't physically harm you, though they may destroy you mentally.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
nothing to do except strap in with those big red straps and just ride the snake for this episode of Bob Slacktime Funhouse. Because we're stuck in Bob's psychedelic intestine.
Served her right for being a 60s radical. No, oh, she was a demon in the sack.
Let the freak out begin.
It's that time, babe. It's time to take a trip. To take a trip. Gotta leave this place and all the rat race. You gotta take a trip to somewhere else. The music will be loud, only the in crowd will be allowed. Yeah, let's take a trip, let's take a trip. It'll be tough, it'll be tough. Hey, let's go now, let's hit the road, babe. Fasten your seatbelt, let's hit the road. Be positively free, like you and me. Come on, babe. Come on, babe. We're almost there.
They're hippies, son.
I love you!
Oh, no!
Oh,
Nothing Man. The Nothing Man. The Nothing Man lives on the green slime and grinds the inquiry into his fingers. The Nothing Man
is packed and inspected.
He's educated and processed. He's hygienic and sterile.
And he watches
as the ancient story
and the knowledge of former days
are burned in public celebration.
The Nothing Man screams, but he does not love.
And picks up tone in his Vauxhall Viva.
This is where the SS man with his whip
on the cover of the magazine. Part two. The Nothing Man
points
and laughs
and stares
and sniggers
and breathes
more
and more
and more.
Two, three, four,
and more.
And more.
And more. And more.
Himself.
He is the Nothing Man, the Nothing Man, the Nothing Man. He is the Nothing Man.
The Nothing Man hates freaks, hates streaks, hates goots, hates queers, hates niggers, hates kites, hates slobs, hates commie rats. Hates, 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 hates.
Scorcher today, and to cool off, nothing beats Rootopia, the iced tea brewed by hippies, but distributed by a heartless multinational corporation.
I was in Vermont.
There's a colony up there. A group grows in the attic every night, you know. They just keep running from bed to bed, going to the next bed. And the health department came marching up. Everybody on the whole place that was living in the main house had it. And had it for months and kept giving it to each other again and again. And it really got to be a drag.
I remember once, I was swimming nude with about five chicks. And the man comes. And he's, you know, digging him. And he sees me come up out of the water. And he says, ah.
The electric yellow has got me by the brain banana.
My God, it's nothing but carrots and peyote.
Damn long ears never learned, Chief.
It's time for an old-fashioned hippie ass whomping. Attention, hippies. Come out peacefully so we can smash your drug mill and all your worldly possessions.
Comes over and he busts me for swimming nude. He busts everybody for swimming nude. He wouldn't, I don't think he'd have busted the people for swimming nude. It'd just been a chance.
Good news. Like your news.
It's not really sex. Wow, freak. And I wouldn't be doing it if, you know, I didn't bring it. It's beautiful.
If they go for marijuana, stop. Free love, that's lovely. That's the greatest. I wish we had it when I was young.
We got into a rest. And put two bottles of Lux Liquid, and 20 people got in. And we put a little water in. Nobody had any clothes on, and we slid 3 hours over each other, under each other. And the whole pond was filled with suds. We had a beautiful, beautiful trip.
This is like it is.
It's good grass.
Whenever he wanted the house cleared out, he'd come stomping up the stairs, and I was just out of the health department. They're coming to check for VD, and everybody split. They'd pack up and leave so fast, because everybody's clapped.
Being in the church, fighting her body, seeing where she is. And she knows it. She's going to do it back to you the same way. It's not only the guy liking the chick, but it's the chick liking the guy. Sex is the friendliest thing two people can do. It's beautiful. Why not? And there's so many ways to die.
This is like it is.
In a crusade in San Francisco a few months ago, a group of hippies invaded the crusade. They wanted to see me after the meeting. And I was accosted by one teenage girl. She had eyes painted with green paint to make herself look like a cat. And she had the sandals and the knocker rings and the carista prayer bead and incense pot. And I said, why do you look like that? Why have you joined the hip rebellion? She said, if you really want to know, Mr. Wilkerson, I can tell you in one word.
I'm going to be a real hippie. I have to learn from the master, Mr. Bob Flowerchild Hope.
Hey, peace man, far out. Groovy, I'm a hippie. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Jill St. John.
Hey, Bob. I just came to invite you to the love-in.
Brr.
I got you a date with the perfect flower child.
Remember what the dormouse said. Feed your head. I'm meeting you halfway, you stupid hippies.
Now I know how Dean Rusk feels. Good night, everybody.
Come here, loving Dean Rusk. By George, I've got it.
Did you hear about the one hippie who gets under a cold shower every morning, 7 days a week? He never turns on the water, just stands under the shower. It figures, though, he doesn't want to lose the odor. Two hippies were married in a bath. Did you hear about them? It was a double ring ceremony. And in the same meeting were two sailors. They had their hair messed up and they had these prayer shawls on. They looked like two demon monks. I said, why would two sailors leave shipboard and join the hippie brotherhood here in Haight-Ashbury? They said, one reason, Mr. Wilkerson.
I realized I could make money selling my medication to deadheads.
What kind of hippies are you? Peter Fonda must be spinning in his grave.
Hey, it's Homer J. My man, you've gone granola.
Right
on! I don't want to be a granola head!
Eating magic mushrooms ain't for me. Or getting all screwed up on LSD. I'm reading beach pants all day long. It's looking bad. Underwear. I don't wanna be a criminal. listening to the rumble, ringing out in games one, with a bunch of useless followers. I don't wanna be a granola head. I don't wanna be a granola head. Okay.
Turn everything into one big plastic hassle. Mark, you got too many hang-ups. Like, the whole shaving trip. Come on, I want to see those legs all furry and gross.
That ain't gonna happen, Bob.
Well, at least lose the bra. Breathe the Springfield 2, Marge. Breathe the Springfield 2.
I think you got too much strawberry wine.
Our parents tried to tell us that all there was to life was a home in the suburb, two cars, a double car garage, a color TV, and a deep freeze. And we wanted more out of life than just a little material empire. And we ran away from that kind of establishment and rat race. And we came down here to Haight-Ashbury to look for brotherhood, understanding, and reality.
Left to itself, a child could grow up to become a hippie, pot-smoking, anti-war demonstrating draft dodger. And who knows, he might even eventually assay to high office in the United States.
We want to seriously diminish the threat posed by Iraq's weapons and mass destruction program.
This is Like It Is. Free love, acid, pot, trips, love-ins, flower power, green power, the new morality, tripping out and dropping out. Believe it or not, this is Like It Is, the completely unabashed chronicle of the love cult, filmed and recorded like it is. Call them hippies, the love generation, flower children, revolutionaries, or bums. Whatever you do call them, this is today's now culture. You'd better believe it. This is Like It Is. So tune in and turn on. See Like It Is. Coming to this theater soon.
Good sense, ill sense, cripple mankind. Dead change
management. We're never going to freak anybody out with this music. I brought something from my personal stash that'll blow some minds.
Is it just me, or am I picking up some negative vibes out there?
You're telling me. Did you know that hippies are the number one source of airborne and riverborne pollution? right in front of Dow Chemical and Mexican trucks.
Well, here's a positive vibe for you.
So depressed in such poor taste.
Walk down dismal streets where I became a lane. People slave from dawn to night to earn their meager wage. Everywhere the neon lights came flashing through the rain. Sound it be, forget your mind and get to work again. Now I see you and I need you.
what I see. On the street below, faces hanging low from my room, I see them die, traveling into darkness. Give me my day. Children play, chasing me away. With the game they play, as I sit and watch them grow, I see all their faces. Faces, tell me what you've seen. Faces, tell me what.
Ride with me now down that purple shaft into the deep inner depths of the diamond mine, where we will witness the flight of the precious peanut butter fudge angel of love as she spreads her wings and flies high through the thundering silence of your vacuum-kept secret, hiding out in the pulsating fringe of your bubbly fudge mind, deep in the sanctuary of the ruby-lipped lizard who's tripped through that revolving door of today's changes, springs the weightless suspension of those tiny red question marks to pierce your brain and taunt you to observe the wondrous smoke of the fur-lined volcano near the cave of the great blue-winged bat following the flight of the deep, deep-breathing butterfly toward the soothing smell of the six-foot narcissus. Are we in the garden of man-eating dandelions or in the safety of the Tasmanian treehouse? Can it be? Will it be? Yes, it will, as you reach out for where it's at, only to find when you're where it's at, it isn't where it's at all. So cop out now with me for a borrowed moment and glimpse through the plate glass menagerie of life, the time thieves, the flight of mediocrity. Will we ever free ourselves of the demons of mediocrity? Wait now with me, knee deep in the splendor of the peach fuzz forest, in the gentle radiation of the one-eyed cufflink, who joins us on our ball-bearing express to the land of lavender and sky blue pink, where we pause on the latex trampoline of tomorrow's promise and grieve on yesterday's sweet sorrow. In the steam-heated living room of the warm teenage tangerine, we must now somersault in slow motion down, down the sliding board to a diamond mine eternity, crying, crying as God alive, and remembering so well that the hand that cradles the rock can certainly rule the world.
Suspended like a booger between time and space. Oh, what have we been subjected to here? Oh, we started out, oh, that version of 8 miles high was by the droningly fabulous Dave Cloud. And then a version of The Simpsons by Yo La Tengo. And oh yeah, we had a lot of chunk of Simpson-ness. Oh, what was that Let's Take a Trip thing from? Man, I don't even remember anymore. Oh, and then we had a chunk of song. Oh, yeah, Let's Take a Trip. That was by Godfrey. Okay, right. I've got that much going for me. Okay, and then we heard Ben Franklin's Almanac by the Crying Shames. The Dark Part of My Mind by Crazy Elephant. Nothing Man by the Deviants. That weird intermix thing that had all the samples in it was from 1968. And then Day Glow Day from Hello World. Ooh, and then we heard the preview from Like It Is, telling us all about the hippies. Oh, like Dave Wilkerson from The Cross and the Switchblade wasn't trying to, too, along with Billy Cardilly talking about how, oh my, hippies don't bathe. And Garner Ted Armstrong talking about how they're going to deprave all of our kids. And then we had a little bit of Rock and Nixon from Futurama. And the Queers with I Don't Want to Be a Granola Head. And Joe Bird and the Field Hippies had some chunk of something called Elephant at the Door. And then we heard Passing Through the Night by the Grains of Sand. Ooh, Faces by TC Atlantic. Hang Up Girl by 5x5. Oh, and this is Mindbender from the Man from Spectre. Oh, we've heard a little from the Ventures, too, and the Floyd County Junior High School Band. And I feel psychic, Seekers. We're going to hear a little bit of Dale Gribble and Strawberry Alarm Clock. And oh, no. Oh, no. The Incredible String Band. And I can't help it any more than you can. Oh, and here comes Crazy Arthur Brown.
And the world was traveling faster and faster till colors became just a blur. And the buildings were falling plaster from plaster till things just weren't what they were. What could save mankind from man when the blind, the blind overran? From the larder, and suddenly it was there, and in each and every land, each man, beast, and creature had an apple in his hand. And from that day came a new recreation, the great spontaneous apple creation.
These swirling colors distracting me.
Hey. Oh, it's a ball of yarn.
Thanks, buddy. I feel like batting it around. Wow, I have a paw.
Oh, my gosh. I've entered the body of our cat. Hey, hey, get your sticky hands off me. Ow!
Bad cat, leave her alone.
Newspaper almost any day now, and you read of the problems. Shocking, recently to pick up the paper, read of a young boy, a bad trip on LSD, kept a family cat up and ate it raw. The boy steps out of an 18-floor window, thinks he can fly. He had 3 joints of marijuana, falls to his death.
Hey, Square, expand your mind. The doors of perception are open for business.
What the hell, man?
Survival diary update. I have been drinking dewdrops found on the forest leaves, and I have been eating mushrooms and moss. Mostly mushrooms. My rabies has taken a turn for the worse. I am starting to hallucinate. When I close my eyes, I can see strange characters running around chasing colorful geometric shapes in a dark and infinite limbo.
Ah, I can see the music.
I have stopped closing my eyes.
Thank you.
You might be eating the wrong kind of mushrooms, Dale.
I know what I'm doing. These mushrooms have been keeping me alive. But what I don't know, Hank, is how you can still talk when there's a million bugs squiggling in and out of your mouth.
First of all, I'll need the following mushrooms.
We found this one swimming naked in the fermentarium.
I am the lizard queen.
Give her this, and then these.
Oh, thank you, Doctor.
No, I'm not a doctor.
Bulgy!
Willie, you complete me.
Sense be praised.
Oh, closer.
I've always dreamed of this moment.
Thanks, Pinky. You've always been there for me.
No. Morning, Ned.
Pucker up, Ned.
We are so old.
Yes, the 60s may be dead and gone, and its spirit long since extinguished, but its ideals live on. Freedom, love, and peace.
A bad trip with LSD.
I was a young man back in the 1960s. Yes, you made your own amusement stands, going to the picture. Well, the travel was hard and a mean way, still use the wheel. But you could sit down at your table and eat a real food made.
Hey, you young people who am I to? Do not know. And I can't even understand you when you're trying to talk slow.
Now, most of the same old days, then he was quite good to me to say that his name was Bob. First million. That was way, way back before Wild World War III, when England went missing and we moved to Paraguay. For my 91st birthday, and your grandmother bought them way down in the new antique food store, and for beans.
eggs and four bacon. I will open up my door. But hey, young people, well, I just do not know. Can you understand your way you're trying to come slow?
I was a young man back in the 1960s.
Just hippie talk.
And seekers, you know, if you want to touch the face of Bob, it is possible. All you have to do is drop a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Bob at the Church of the Subgenius, at P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. Or let your fingers crawl across your keyboard to subgenius.com. Pleasant trip, seekers. Good night.
Oh, the electric eel has got me by the brain banana, excuse me.
Some people have a bad experience the first time they take the drug. Others take it 30, 60, or even 100 times before their bad trip.
Come here, man. Hanging over the old man. Didn't get any, man.
And the bad trip, instant insanity, often a never-never land of no return.
I'll let him go. He knows what he's doing. Yeah, that's more than I can say. Good night, seekers.